Hi everyone, joined by Danny Walker here, Warrington Wolves player, hooker. How you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. A bit boring, isn't it, in the lockdown, but we can do about it, is it?
No, you just got to get on with it and just...
It's terrible.
Going from the start of your career, mate, obviously grew up around this area. I'm from Widnes myself. I know you're from Warrington. How did you end up getting into rugby? Because obviously the two cities, two towns, they're very rugby predominantly based sports, aren't they? So how did you end up getting into it?
So really, it was just through my brothers, really, because them two was playing rugby down at Wolston Rovers.
Okay.
And then my dad took me down when I was about, I think I was about four, went down watching their training. And then ever since then, I just fell in love with the game, really. And then I finally joined Ryland Sharks when I was six.
Yeah.
And then it went on from there, joined Crossfields and went on to the professional game.
Yeah. How did you get into the professional? Was it through like a scholarship or was it straight up to Widnes, or how did that work?
Yeah, it was so when I was 14, I think it were, I got offered a scholarship over at Widnes and Warrington, but I thought at the time that Widnes was the best place for me to go, to hopefully get first team experience sooner rather than later type of thing. So I was there for 2 years at the scholarship, and then I went up to under-19s, and then after my first year under-19s, during my second year in the 90s, ended up playing for first team, and then since then it's just kicked on, really.
Yeah. Well, just going into it, made first game, but your first league game was against Lee Centurions, if I'm not mistaken, for Widnes. Being a Widnes fan, I know what that game was to the Widnes fans and stuff. How did that feel for you? What was your debut like?
It was a weird one, really. I think it was like, I can't even remember. We hadn't won for a while, and then I think it was on the 1st of April, I think I'm right in saying. I ended up getting knocked out after 14 minutes, so that was the only thing. I come on off the bench, and then before you know it, I was sparkled.
I remember that, to be fair. I think I can remember it, to be honest with you. I'm not too sure, but something which rings a bell. One of them, you remember the 14 minutes, but nothing after that.
Today got sparkled, and then was all over the place. And then my travel partner, Bridger, Chris Bridger, he was screaming at me, "Get on the wing, get on the fucking wing."
You're there, just not that much walking around the pitch, man.
Yeah, just sparkled, didn't have a clue where they were.
Going into what you're up to now, obviously playing for Warrington at the minute. You've hit the ground running there, especially the lad your age as well. You're fitting in quite nice, and obviously you've got quite a big amount of players with a lot of experience around you at that team, especially. How are you finding the changeover from Widnes over to Warrington?
So my first year over at Warrington, I felt like I struggled a little bit. I always knew that I was always going to be, understudy for the next few years under Dad. I always knew that. But even when I did get my chances to play, I probably never played my best last year. I just didn't really back myself as much as what I did when I was at Widnes. But I feel like that might have just been like a pressure side of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I felt like on myself, nothing from the club. But you're playing, nothing, no disrespect to Widnes either, but when I was at Widnes and you was playing at first team, nobody expected us to be beating teams, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas at Warrington, you're expected to win week in, week out, you know what I mean? And I think that was one of the main things last year. What I struggled with, I never backed myself as much last year. But then, obviously this year, it's been a little bit better this year, obviously, other than this COVID stuff and having 4 months off. My form's not been too bad. I've got a little bit more game time, There's still obviously a lot of work to do, and, there's still a lot of game time that I want more, but, that's going to come. I'm still only 21, and at the end of the day, I've got one of the best hookers in the world in front of me.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. I mean, I was one thing going back to the COVID situation. I was speaking to Danny Richardson yesterday, and he said obviously Castleford were top of the league just before that, yeah. And then as soon as they come back, it just everything just seemed to change, and they fell up and down the league. How do you think that's affected yourselves? Because obviously, one thing is you've got a massive fan base at Warrington. I mean, as much as I hate to say it, being a Widnes fan, you've probably got one of the best fans locally to watch out there, because you're always behind the team. They're like another player, really. I can imagine it's quite a big hit for you when you're playing. How is it for you when you're actually on the pitch? Because I can imagine it's just silent.
Yeah, and it's I remember the first game back after obviously the lockdown and stuff. It was at OKR over at Edinburgh, and you know, everyone was pumped up in the changing rooms, you know what I mean? And you couldn't wait, run out, and then you just ran out and there's just nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it was just silent, and it was just everyone just looked at each other like, what's going on here? It rattled us a little bit, to be honest with you. It really did rattle us, because then you was warming up, but you could hear the other team warming up as well. It was like really, really throwing it back to when I was a kid. But even as a kid, you still had parents on the sidelines screaming, "Get off, he's effing head," and all this and all that. as here, there's just literally nothing. You don't hear anything, and it was just like, it was so weird. Such a weird, obviously experience. But for us, I feel like we come back from the lockdown in really good shape. You know, all the lads looked after themselves. You know. Yeah, because I think we went 9 games unbeaten, I think it were. Obviously, you know what I mean, it would have been better to be in that form at the back end of the year, like, but you know, it's one of them things. But we definitely come out of lockdown in a real good shape, and you know, I think the last few weeks, maybe there's no excuses, don't get me wrong, quite as to getting beat on the last week, or you know what I mean, the form not being the best recently, but you know, yeah, like I say, like there was so many positives that we brought out of that lockdown.
And that's it, isn't it? You don't need to shoot yourself down so much, because obviously you said you went down with 9 games and beaten, like, it's mad. I think the league itself, especially coming back from lockdown, has just been anyone can win anyone on the day, depending on what it is. It's crazy at the minute. So I think that the sooner we get back to reality with fans in the stadium, then I think that'll be. That's where it needs to be, because I think at the minute the sport's great, but it's all over the place, because there's no fans there.
It's all over the shop.
Going on to the next one.
It's mental.
So you played for England Knights, if I'm not mistaken, from what I can check on Google and stuff. You've played for England Knights, is that right?
Yeah.
How was that for you? Just putting on the England shirt. I mean, it's at any level, isn't it? But I mean, you're putting on the England shirt, you're representing your country. What's that like?
Yeah, you know, I've been quite lucky, really. Like, throughout my career, I've always really had the chance to represent, you know, England at youth and academy. And then obviously, I got the Knights call up, which was pretty surreal, really, because I never really expected it. You know, it was just coming off the back of the relegation year at Widnes.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I never really expected it at all. But then anyway, we went over to Australia and obviously Papua New Guinea, and, you know, that's just a different breed of a place, to be honest. Yeah, it's nuts. But yeah, obviously it was really good experience for me. You know, obviously playing over in front of the Papua New Guinean crowd, and you know, it was my first real, like, you know, like, how do I say it? First real proper international sort of game in it, really. Yeah. You know, obviously with the big boys, and
at the same time, you know,
and you had players like Justin Olam playing, and Nene McDonald doing NRL players. So you know,
great names there as well, especially playing against you. Great experience for you at the same time, isn't it?
Definitely.
Going off that with experience and stuff, I mean, you've been quite a young player. You've played with some great players. Like, I mean, Ben Westwood, Kevin Brown, for instance. How influential is it how important is it for the younger players to play with these types of players? Because they've had the experience, they've had all the hard games, they've had the easy games, and they're kind of levelling you out, aren't they? So what's it like to be playing with them type of players?
I was actually on about this the other day to a couple of the lads over at Warrington. I was saying, like, it was actually with Sitalaki Akwala, and he asked me, like, how does it feel? Like, you know, obviously playing for my hometown and stuff like that. And I said, one thing that I'll never, ever forget is, like, I always remember saying as a kid, I'd love to one day play with Benny Westwood, you know what I mean? And obviously, then the chance come up, and I've actually got a photo on my phone of it. On my debut against Leeds for Warrington, me and him are walking down the touchline together, just about to come on together. So it's you know, it's a really good, real good moment, because obviously Benny Westwood, he was, you know, he's someone that I always looked up to and always watched over at the HJ. So, you know what I mean? It was a real surreal moment getting me opportunity to play with him. And you know, now the weird thing about it, as we, you know, he's one of my mates. You know what I mean? And it's just like one of them. I don't know how have I ended up in this position, you know what I mean?
Well, you're just going to take it for granted at the same time, isn't it?
You enjoy
moments, and I mean, you're playing with them on a day-to-day basis. They're probably just seeing you as an up-and-coming lad, but you're seeing them as like an idol at the same time. So
definitely.
Imagine that's mad.
Definitely.
One thing which they have to bring up is when you play for Widnes, I remember you was playing against Warrington, and I was in the away end, and I remember Chris Hill put a hit on you, I think, if I'm not mistaken. You got straight up and you jumped straight over to him, and I thought, I was like, fuck me, this guy's mad. I was like, what is he doing here? I was like, they bring my hand thing, but fair play to you, pal. What was that like? I think you just got to make a mistake.
I remember it, and he actually mentioned it to me on the day that I signed at Warrington. I was obviously doing my interviews and stuff in the changing rooms. And he come walking in, he went, "Oh, you little shit." And like, since then, he's just, you know, he's a top bloke, chill. And, you know, we have a real good relationship, me and chill. Obviously, loads of people was always going to be asking, but, you know what I mean? That's the game, innit? You know what I mean? The game's an aggressive game. I do mention it to him, and I do tell him that I would have battered him anyway if he did want to go down, like, and, you know what I mean? We have a good laugh about it now, but, you know, the cheeky bastard did give me a good elbow to chops, like.
I remember watching it. I was like, Jesus, tonight, what's going on here? Right, just going on to the next bit. Obviously, you're playing for Warrington now. What's the training like? I mean, I don't want to say what you're doing in training, but the difference between Widnes and Warrington, I can imagine it's a lot more strenuous, a lot more full-on, and there's a reason why Warrington are in the position they're in. How has that been for you, the changeover with the training side of stuff?
Yeah, so, you know, at training, it's just real high intensity, you know what I mean? Everything that you do is a million miles an hour, really. And, you know, whether it's little passing drills or whether it's full contact games against each other, you know what I mean? Everything's 100%. And, you know, and if you do have an offish day, then, you know what I mean? You get a little clip off overhead off, like, you know, some of the senior lads. You know what I mean, and that's really it, and that's what builds for a good environment, and hopefully that's what will bring us trophies sooner rather than later. You know what I mean, and you know, I feel like we've definitely started building on a real good culture at the minute over at Wallerton. You know, I can only see us going one way, which is up.
Going on to the next thing, on there, you won the Challenge Cup 2019 as well, didn't you? What was that like for you? I mean, it's a massive achievement to win that cup. Obviously, being quite a young lad at the same time as well. How was that felt?
Yeah, so it was quite. It was weird, really. So I've never obviously played in the game, but you know, it's still just to be there and be a part of it, and, you know, be a part of the team that had actually won it. You know, it was pretty surreal, because obviously I'd been to Wembley a few times watching Warrington. You know, when I was younger, and I've actually got a few photos, like, on my Facebook and stuff of, like, me dressing up as, you know, in fancy dress and stuff, going down there with my family and watching Warrington obviously win it. I think it did 09 and 12, I think it were. And then obviously the parades as well. You know, that's pretty surreal. That was a real good experience for me, I think. You know, I was a little bit hungover, like, on the parade.
Yeah, seasick on something.
You know, I had to stop drinking. I had to stop drinking that day, because we had a game on the Thursday, and this was on the Tuesday, so I made sure I didn't drink that day. But yeah, the that was pretty surreal coming all the way through Warrington from top end right the way through to the Golden Gates. You know, it was pretty mental. There's fans all over, you know, everywhere, everyone in literally out the people hanging out the windows, the flags and stuff. And, you know, that's something that I used to be a part of. I used to be stood there, and now I'm actually on the bus, you know what I mean? And it's just a real good feeling.
That's the thing with Warrington, especially as a town, is how loyal they are. I've mentioned it before, but how loyal they are. I mean, you don't really hear many other Super League clubs honestly want it doing big parades and stuff to that level.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember seeing stuff on like the news and stuff about it, and I was like, okay, fair enough. Like you wouldn't see that anywhere else. You really wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So just going back to where you first started off, it's always interesting to ask a Widnes player. Obviously, we've been. Widnes especially has been up and down the last few years and obviously gone through some hard times, and you were there when we were got relegated, especially went back down to the Championship. Where do you see Widnes going in the next few years? I mean, do you reckon they'll be back into Super League? Do you reckon it'll be something which will be happening, or is it still, do you reckon it's still a bit of like a building project, or it's up to you?
Obviously, fingers crossed Widnes, you know, get back into the Super League, you know what I mean, sooner rather than later, because you know, I do. It holds a strong place in my heart. There's Widnes, but you know, obviously, because that's where I was basically brought up playing rugby type of thing from, you know, at the start of my professional journey. But you know, I just think it's probably going to take a bit of time. You know what I mean? Because obviously, a lot of stuff's gone on over the last couple of years, hasn't it? And
yeah,
you know what I mean. Now they've got Phil Finney, the CEO, he's running the place, which I think that'll be something that'll really help Widnes out. You know, if he can run the club like I know he probably could do, you know what I mean, then the Widnes is only going to be going one way, and that's hopefully back up to Super League. And you know, they've made a few good signings this year as well. They've kept all the key players like Craven and Jack Owens, you know what I mean. Them two are real good key players, and then obviously you've got Logan Tompkins, and you've got real good spine, and now obviously you've just gone and signed some, you know, some really experienced Super League forwards and Matt Cook and is it Lee Jewett as well?
Yeah, I think we've got Tyrone as well, haven't we? If I'm not mistaken.
He's been around
for years, so
he's been around a bit. So you know, it's hopefully, and plus then you've got the mixture of some younger lads like you know, my cousin Lloyd Ober. And then obviously you got Buckers, you know, with Buckley, you know what I mean? You've got plenty of little players like that, and you know, it'd be a good mixture, and hopefully sooner rather than later. You know, I know all them lads inside out, and I know how hard they'll work. So, who knows?
I think it's just a waiting game, isn't it? It's just whether the luck's on our side as well. And that's the issue. Witnesses, we seem to be flying, and then all of a sudden it's just straight back down. But I mean, we should be back up there. Moving on to the next thing, then, mate. So, just going off the rugby league, it seems to be a bit of a touchy subject at the minute, but it's just how much potential the sport's actually got. It's a conversation that seems to be popping up with quite a few of the players I spoke to already is how little the players are appreciated compared to the likes of the NRL, or I mean, especially in America, you've got the NFL, but the athletes are the same. The training is hard, they're doing the stuff, and I don't feel like it's appreciated as much. Would there be anything you would say which needs to happen for the sport to move forward, to make it as popular as it can be?
I think it's just really advertisement, and Yeah, and you know, I think that's what it comes down to, really, and you know, getting it out there a bit more, and we need people to actually be interested in it. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? We need to expand it. Which, you know, I'm obviously gutted about Toronto in a way. You know, I felt that was the wrong, for me personally. I feel like that's the wrong decision. You know what I mean? Because having a club over in Canada, you know what I mean? It's not bad, and it's only going to expand the game and.
Yeah,
get definitely. The eye out there, and you know, with it being over in America, all it takes is for anybody, well, in Canada, sorry, but all it takes is for somebody from the NFL or whatever to be keeping an eye on it, and then they pump in a bit of money to it, and then before you know it, you know what I mean, we might end up in a similar situation where, you know, we're a big sport, and you know, because at the end of the day, everybody that's involved in rugby will tell you that it's the best sport in the world.
Yeah, 100%.
Because for me personally, I genuinely believe that it is. It's got absolutely everything. We've just not been given like the proper publicity that we need really at the minute.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with America, Australia, especially Australia's. It's the main sport. Like if you speak about football and footy in Australia, it's rugby. That's what it is. It's mad and football thing. But I mean, the expansion thing's a good thing. Catalan coming in and smashed it really the last 2 years. Signed players like Sam Tonkins and stuff.
Yeah.
The great players. Toronto coming over.
Won the Challenge Cup, didn't they, as well?
Yeah. That's what I mean. So it's a great experience for you to be going over to these places. I've been to Catalan myself to watch Widnes a few years ago, and I mean, even the experience just come over and to build a fan base. When we stayed in Lloret de Mar, was like everyone was expecting the Widnes fans to be there, like they're waiting for the rugby to come, and they were loving it.
Yeah.
It's mad. So I think the expansion is the main thing, really.
Yeah,
the expansion, the marketing, it must be.
Gonna
go on to five quick fire questions for you, here, pal. So just the first one that comes to your head. So favorite player memory?
Oh, Nathan Wood jumped his last game. I remember that. Do you mean me personally or?
It's up to you, yeah. If either you playing or whether. Let's give us both. Go on, give us both.
Oh, well, yeah, give you both. So, Nathan, one thing that always sticks in my mind is remember Nathan Wood's last ever game at HJ? I mean, walking around, I was on my dad's shoulders, you know, waving and blah, blah, blah. So, that's one thing that I don't know why, but that just sticks in my head. But for me personally, got me in my debut.
Yeah.
Got to be in my debut.
Warrington or for Widnes?
For Widnes, because you know, I always wanted to obviously one day play in the Super League, and you know, Widnes giving me the chance. But you know, obviously, playing for Warrington as well, I couldn't really pick, to be honest. But you know, just debut, it's first one, isn't it?
The best try you've ever scored?
Oh god, I don't score many, you know.
you score some decent ones, to be fair, though. The ones you have scored are fairly decent.
do you mean like the Super League level?
Whatever's best for you, mate. Yeah, whatever's best.
My favorite one is probably the one at Widnes when I was played against Leeds, and it like pretty much just tied the game off, and you know, won us the game. That one's probably the one.
Yeah. The best stadium you've ever played at?
St James's Park. Oh no, actually, I'm lying. It's Anfield. I'm a Liverpool fan.
I was due to go to the Magic Weekend, but obviously Widnes weren't in. I had a fight that weekend, so I was I'm a boxer on the side of this, so I was fighting. So going to the game. I'd love to have been. I've seen the England player there. Go and watch Liverpool like religiously when I can. So it's I can imagine what it's like to run into that field, even if you're not playing for Liverpool. Oh. You're still playing at Anfield, aren't you, at the same time? It's always been
unbelievable.
A dream of mine as well.
Unbelievable, mate. Absolutely unbelievable. Loved it. I know a lot of people didn't really like it, did they? But I was all for that.
Yeah, the play, especially if you support Liverpool, I can imagine it's bad.
Joshua
or Fury?
Oh, Fury.
Fury. The funniest moment during a game would you ever experienced?
Oh god, it's probably just little ones. Like I don't even know, to be honest with you. Funniest thing, I'm lying. Actually, I remember a pre-season game. McGrath flew the Y. He made it, but I think Brad Walker had made a break and tipped it on the inside to Graf, and there's about 20 meters in front of him, and his legs just weren't moving. And then he just fell over right near the line. It's like someone just pulled back a sniper and just pinged him in his head.
I remember watching that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
what's going on here? It was about 10, 15 yards on it away from the try line. And he's just I think that's pretty much effort we got on there, mate. So it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Nice one for joining us. Just give one bit of advice for any like young up and come players similar to yourself, what would it be?
Just for me personally, I tell myself it every day, just be the best me that I can be, and you know, just give 110% in everything that I do, whether that's literally anything, if that's cleaning up in the house or if that's on the field, just always wake up, be the best possible you that you could be, and give 100%.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Brilliant. Well, nice one for joining us, Danny. If you want to follow Danny on Instagram, I think it's Danny Walker 9, if I'm not mistaken. That's your Instagram tag.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Give him a quick follow. Cool. Nice one for joining us. If you got any questions for us, just throw it across. Cheers for joining Talk Tonight Sports. See you all again soon. Nice one.